Oh. Hey. Good morning. Did you just wake up? Sounds like you had a really good sleep last night. Okay. If you're already awake, then this is good. I have something to tell you. Yeah, it's kind of serious. It's sort of important to me. Okay, I'm not sure how to start this. I think that, we should... What? Oh, yeah, I've been up for a while now. I tried not to make any noises when I woke up to not accidentally wake you up. Also, side note, you looked really cute when you were asleep, by the way. I may or may not have spent a little bit of time watching you sleep before getting out of bed. What? What's so funny? What? I am not being creepy. What? That's not creep. Okay. Like, you haven't done that before. What? How would I know? I'm just guessing. I don't know. That sounds like something you would do. Because you're the creepy one. Okay, hold on. Wait. You had me sidetracked. What was I gonna say? Oh, right. That one. I'm getting back on topic. What I was trying to tell you is that... I think we should stop this friends with benefits relationship thing. What? No. It's not you. Yeah. It's not your fault at all. No. Last night was fine, okay? Last night was good, alright? It's actually a me thing. I just don't think that I should continue doing this with you. Again, it's not your fault that I decided to stop this thing we have going on, okay? I just don't feel like doing it anymore for personal reasons. Hmm? Yeah, my personal reasons. Why? Why do you want to know so badly? Well, I guess I can tell you, but like, I don't know how you would react. What? No, I told you, it's not like that. I don't hate this friends with benefits relationship we're having. I like it, okay? It's something else, all right? You know, you can be really annoying sometimes. Okay, fine. I'll tell you why. Okay? Well, the reason why I don't want to keep doing this is because, okay. Do you remember the rules that we both agreed on at the beginning? Yes, I mean, keeping it casual is the nature of the whole friends with benefits thing. I meant, like, specific rules. Do you remember? Okay. There were, like, several rules. One was about how we can sleep with other people if one of us needs to have our needs met, but the other person is busy or doesn't feel like meeting up or something important happened or something like that. The second one would be about how we need to, quote, restrict our feelings, unquote. Remember that? It's like, don't get jealous if one of us finds out the other person is sleeping with other people. And if we do feel jealous, don't express it. Something like that. Yeah. You know, because I told you, jealousy is kind of a serious feeling, and this is purely casual. Oh, and also, no pet names, because that feels lovey-dovey. Yeah, and this one is pretty self-explanatory. No strings attached whatsoever. Another one was no meetup if the other person is, like, super drunk. Yes, blackout drunk. That was your rule. And lastly, we have to be honest about what we wanted to get from this friends with benefits thing. Yeah, and I told you when we first started that, you know, I just got out of a bad long-term-ish relationship where I got cheated on and, ugh, I was vulnerable, so I wasn't ready to get into a new relationship. But I was lonely and touch-starved, you know? Yeah, you're right. We were both lonely and touch-starved. And then you offered to cuddle me for a bit, and one thing led to another, and, you know, we did more than just cuddle, and I loved it. I loved it so much, okay? It felt good, great, even, but I wasn't sure about getting into a new relationship still. I wanted to keep doing this because I couldn't, I just don't want to be alone again, you know? And you wanted what? I forgot. Yeah, that. And so we agreed that we should just stay friends with benefits. We both get something out of this. A win-win situation for both. We, also agreed that we would be honest with each other when one of us wants to end the relationship. And why? Okay, alright, don't give me that look. You definitely didn't remember that earlier. I had to remind you of the rules and, ugh, I was hoping you would forget that last one. Like I said, I don't hate this, okay? What? Shh. I didn't say I loved it. Oh, did I? You sure? Okay, fine. Whatever. I loved it. It's not that. And I didn't meet someone else, nor did I start seeing someone new, okay? I mean, it's not like I slept with anyone else besides you anyway, you dork. Hmm? But I didn't say anything. It's something else. I developed feelings for you, okay? Are you happy now? Those feelings starting to get deeper and bigger than I could control, so I wanted to call this entire relationship off before it gets ugly. I didn't want it to affect our friendship, our original friendship, and everything. You're a great friend, and I don't want to lose you too after everything I've been through. It started fairly recently. Actually, it started a while back. I was confused about all of this. I liked what we were doing, but I was unsure whether I liked it because it's you or whether I was just lonely and touch-starved, so any physical intimacy I got made me feel this way. I was more sure about my feelings only recently. I don't know if you remember this, but on a cold Friday night, I called you over because I wasn't having the best week, and I really needed someone by my side. You told me you were out with your friends at their birthday party, so I didn't think more of it, and I was just ready to go to bed alone. But then you showed up at my front door, looking like someone who's been drinking, but trying to look sober. You get what I mean? Yeah, and that night we even kissed while doing it, and we cuddled afterward, but you passed out almost right away while still holding me, and you called me babe? Like, you broke several rules. That night was the night I truly realized my feelings for you were more than a friend who I sometimes sleep with, and I've managed to keep that in for a while now, but if I continue this whole friends with benefits thing with you, then it will get out of my control, and then it will get ugly, and who knows what might happen after that. So, now you know all of it. You happy now? Say something, please. Don't just sit there. See, I told you this would be really awkward. But at least I got it off my chest. If you don't have anything to say, then I'm gonna go then. Hmm? What are you doing? Why are you... Oh! Okay, you're hugging me. You're holding me really tight right now. What is the meaning of this? What are you trying to... I don't understand, but I need more of that, please. Okay, yeah, you're right. That's another couple of rules broken. But why? How? When? Hmm? Wait a minute. You realize there's no going back after our second time? Wait, so you had feelings for me since before that? What? But I was in a relationship back then. Oh, okay. I see. I don't know what to say right now. I'm just... So happy right now, you have no idea. I love you too. Okay, so what do you want to do now? I mean, you're already up, so do you want to make coffee and breakfast together? Or... We can cuddle for a bit, and we can go get brunch later around noon. What do you think? What do you want to do? Cuddle? Yeah, okay, sure. No, shush. I never said I loved it, okay? I said I liked it. Big difference. This feels even better now that we're official. Nope. I don't recall saying that at all. You must have misheard. Or something. I said it was okay. What? Did my lips mess with your brain or something? Okay. I was just messing with you. I loved it, all right? Just like how I love you. Ha ha ha.